There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta take loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, many of us are scratching our heads at this one. This was kind of frightening. But in Las Vegas, we have the M Resort, which is a beautiful, beautiful resort. And there was a man who shot and killed himself during the Easter Sunday buffet. He was in line at one of our Las Vegas casinos, and apparently he had a lengthy dispute with managers at the resort and had been banned from the business. Okay? I guess it was packed. You know, the Easter buffet was packed around 5 p.m. on Sunday. 53-year-old man was found dead with a self-inflicted wound. And I guess there was also a car fire in the parking garage. Marina Rizek, a 21-year-old college student from Los Angeles, said in a phone interview she was with three people that night and had waited an hour to get into the buffet. They had just finished eating and were outside of the restaurant when people shouted about a man with a gun in the line. People, of course, ran around in Easter dresses trying to flee the scene. Riz described it as a chaotic scene. She ran out of the casino and she warned others before going to hide in the bushes outside. She says she remembers this one little boy. I remember telling the family, get the baby, run. There's a guy with a gun. So no one else was shot. Two people suffered minor injuries. One person was taken to the hospital after a fall. Another one was checked out at the scene. The casino did not return multiple phone calls at this time. Now, he described his plans for the suicide, the man, all right, in a letter to the Review Journal, which is the main newspaper where I live. It was received by the newspaper on Monday. And I guess the editor said that the package was from a man named John Noble. Authorities have not released the man's identity, but it was confirmed that I guess he was the one. And I guess he had a lot of grievances. And he had gotten, from what I understand, free buffets. And then all of a sudden didn't get free buffets anymore because he was harassing the staff. Not sure what's going on. But, you know, one interesting point to this was the letters, okay, and the multiple letters that this unfortunate man had written, where we as doctors or where we as citizens always start to reflect on is when you have somebody that does something crazy, and he could have killed a lot of people, okay, walking into a casino during Easter Sunday buffet line at a hotel where usually we don't have a lot of drama in that hotel, okay, it's kind of off the strip area, even though it's on Las Vegas Boulevard, I believe, but it's not like where the big, you know, most of the resorts are. You know, this could have been a absolute disaster. Many more people have been killed. So we go back and we kind of self-reflect and we go, okay, well, what could we have done differently whenever this happens? Okay, so you go, well, who was the guy? Doctor? What were the signs? You know, did the family notice anything? So always after the fact, to be Monday morning quarterback is easy. Well, you know, who's writing letters to the, you know, to the newspaper? Well, a bunch of people do. There are people that sit there and complain and gripe and write letters all the time. You know, I have people that are Facebooking long, lengthy messages to me. Okay? I barely have time to get through the first few sentences. You know, because, you know, it'll pop up message. So you hit it and you're like, okay, I don't have time to read all this. I'll go back and read it later. And so, you know, you can't sit there and think that somebody writing, you know, excessive messages is going to later be a killer or cause harm to himself, like in this, you know, particular case. But we need to figure out, all right, what is a good litmus test for somebody who is going to go and hurt themselves or possibly hurt others? All right, this is somebody who had no problem killing himself at a buffet on Easter. He obviously wasn't all there. So what, you know, how do you prevent these things from happening? How do you spot them? And how do you not inappropriately detain somebody that doesn't deserve to be detained? I think the more we're going to see this happen, the more we're going to see detaining. The problem is like, let's go to the Ebola situation here, okay? And then we're going to kind of go lateral here. Okay, remember the nurse that had come to, you know, flown into New Jersey. I believe she was a Doctors Without Borders nurse. And she was supposed to be quarantined because after the doctor in New York had been found to be Ebola positive, everybody freaked out that we were bringing people back from West Africa that could have been exposed to Ebola. So we wanted to quarantine her before there could be any, you know, disasters with Ebola. And, of course, she got mad. She threw a fit. So Chris Christie was like, okay, we'll leave New Jersey. You want to go home? Go home. And I'll let your state deal with this. So then her state dealt with it, and she left the quarantine and rode her bike. And she never had Ebola. She never gave anybody Ebola. But she was ready to file lawsuits, unless she already has, about being quarantined or being held against her will. You can't just do that. Well, what do you do about people that are giving you the heebie-jeebies? All right? You know, like this pilot that, you know, downed the German Wings plane. Okay? If there are signs and you guys are, your spidey sense is tingling, is that enough for you to detain, to hospitalize, to evaluate? Unfortunately, it's not. There's no legal protections for you as a patient or for you as the suspicious citizen who's kind of questioning somebody's behavior. Now, usually what we recommend is if there is somebody with suspicious behavior, you recommend calling the authorities, say, okay, well, there's some suspicious behavior, et cetera, but the authorities are busy people. For example, we're dealing with this with one of my friends who's a celebrity, and he's got a stalker. Now, this stalker is really out there, doing very strange things, calculating things. But the authorities can't help because she technically hasn't done anything illegal. So you're, you know, just like you want to get a restraining order against somebody, or you want to, you know, somebody, you know, you think is going to want to kill you, but because they didn't say that yet, you really don't have a lot of recourse. There's not a lot you could do. And so I'm not sure what the answer is. But it looks like the more we look into this, there might have been a lot more signs. And unfortunately, this man killed himself when he possibly didn't have to. But if nobody wants to step in or hurt people's feelings or trample their rights, this can happen more often. So I'm not sure what the answer is. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so, gosh, I'm trying to look up marijuana and preterm labor because one of you had asked me if marijuana could actually be used to slow down premature contractions. Now that we're having debates on pregnancy and marijuana use. Well, what I've understood and what I was trained to believe is marijuana could actually cause preterm labor. And I know that seems a little counterintuitive because you would think that marijuana is supposed to relax you, etc. But the studies that I've known of that it would possibly increase the risk of premature birth by double. So my recommendation would be that if you are thinking about doing pot, because you have preterm labor. Find something else to treat your preterm labor. Contact your OB/GYN. But researchers at the University of Adelaide looked at an international study into the possible risk factors for premature birth. And marijuana use had a huge connection. They looked at 3,200 women from Australia, and I just got attacked from a virus. What? All right, well, I got a virus on that one, so hold on, let me exit out. Oh, this is ridiculous. All right, well, I'm trying to exit out. All right, hold on a second. I'm trying to stop the dialogues. Okay, I want to leave this page. Sorry, I'm being attacked by a virus right now. Oh, man, I am kicking butt on this virus. Hold on. You know what? I think I got to just, should I Control-Alt-Delete? You know what? I'm going to just Control-Alt-Delete. That's what I'm going to do. Okay, you know what? It won't even let me Control-Alt-Delete. Ooh, this is a mean virus. Oh, this is a mean virus. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. Sorry, guys, but this hasn't happened to me on air. I understand there's a virus. It's saying action required. I am trying to take action. I'm trying to kill the virus. You know what? That's it. Let me pull the plug. Hold on. Let me pull. Oh, it won't let me do it. Oh, this is mean. You know why? This is a Mac. Oh, this is a fight. This is a fight. And this is hard because I'm vulnerable right now. I'm eating matzah, so I'm very, very weakened. All right? I am shutting down this sucker now. Shutting down. And, I mean, I'm so weak. I've lost so much blood from Passover and eating matzah that I can't put up this fight. Well, no, there is no iPhone software version. I do not want to download nothing. No, cancel. Don't ask me. Cancel. Cancel. It's still not shutting off. It's still stupid. This is stupid. Okay. Well, don't smoke marijuana. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Shut down. Shut down. And still there. You know what? These viruses are getting smarter and smarter. I thought I saw an article where they talked about how viruses that affect your computers are like the HIV virus. Remember I told you HIV virus is one of the smartest viruses out there? It is the smartest, shrewdest virus. Well, you know, I think what it is they know exactly how to get into your system and get kind of up and get your panties in a bunch. Okay, well, while this computer, I already have another computer going. I just don't want to ruin this thing because this iPad. I have one of these iMac things, MacBooks. They're expensive suckers. Now, I could give it Tamiflu. I do have Tamiflu samples that I could give it. All right. Well, okay. So, computer viruses. There was an article saying scientists claim that HIV spreads in a similar fashion to computer viruses. And these computer worms, you don't really hear worm that much anymore, but they say they're very, very similar. All right. Apparently, the University of College London looked at how HIV traveled through the bloodstream and into cells, okay, in a similar fashion that a computer worm does. And they found that both computer worms and HIV use hybrid spreading. It, I guess, allows medical researchers to identify the progression from HIV to AIDS. HIV is the virus that causes AIDS, right? Acquired immune deficiency syndrome. And I guess hybrid spreading is an accurate method to track and predict the HIV progression. Well, so I guess they found it was just like how a computer infects. What they do is they look at their own networks, and then you could remotely transmit out a worm to every computer on the internet, and the HIV also uses these ways to spread throughout the body. Now, personally for me, I was not looking up Bo Duke pictures. I know we were covering the Bo Duke story. This is crazy stuff. Hold on. I'm still trying to kill my computer off. It says my computer's already shutting down, but it's taking too damn long. So, for those of you that have HIV, that does not mean you're going to get more viruses on your computer. Okay, that's just a separate study looking at how the viruses are similar and the way things get infected has nothing to do with each other infecting each other. Just because you have a virus on your computer does not mean you're going to get HIV. All right, so some of these things don't want to quit. I apologize for you. This is why I need to have my shirtless Dr. Dahlia IT team. I have them shirtless, so their, you know, clothes don't get in the way of dealing with these computers. So I make sure they're shirtless so that they can work on that. I think IT guys are very, very hot. All right. Well, we will move on. Okay, let's go back to marijuana here. So there's recently a bill to warn pregnant women about the dangers of using marijuana. And this is going to be introduced in Colorado, obviously, because Colorado is where marijuana has been legalized recently. And there has now been question that this bill to warn pregnant women could be constitutional or not, because there's a mandate from voters who passed the 2012 Amendment 64 to regulate pot like alcohol. So House Bill 1298 passed on, I guess, a voice vote barely. And this now, you know, our Congress is debating, you know, legalization of marijuana from a federal level. But what about pregnant women, and what do, I guess, vendors need to do on their part when it comes to protecting consumers? Now, personally, I, as a woman who was pregnant myself, I understand I went to medical school, but you would think that the average woman would understand and know that marijuana is not ideal for a pregnancy. The problem is you can't sit there and mandate a company to say something is bad without there being enough scientific evidence, because there's a constitutional debate of forcing somebody to advertise against themselves. And you can't force somebody to put something on their packaging that could possibly be wrong. Now, I was reading to a study about there were studies showing that marijuana could increase preterm labor. But there's a difference between increasing preterm labor and a direct cause to the fetus. Okay? As far as I'm concerned, anything that causes preterm labor will cause harm to a fetus, because it puts the fetus at risk for preterm labor. But when they're looking at these labels, all right, they have to have the wording exact, and they have to have the studies to prove it. Okay? Now, what a lot of the tobacco companies did was it may cause cancer. So, may cause harmful risk to the baby, or harmful that could be. You know, now, I was asked, would marijuana help prevent preterm labor because of relaxing? Does stress cause preterm labor? It does. Stress does. And if marijuana, this is their logic, if marijuana prevents stress, then marijuana could possibly then prevent preterm labor. I don't think I would go there, okay? Your baby is already breathing in enough crap as it is, okay? We were never designed to live in these smoggy, smoky, dusty areas. Yeah, there was dust, etc. All right, but our babies were designed to try to have as much fresh air as possible. So you introducing stuff through your, and even though they're not breathing air, I get that, they're getting the oxygen from you, okay, from their umbilical arteries, okay, I get that. You still don't need metabolites in there. If they haven't studied what cannabis does on feti, then don't go there, okay? Now, bars and stores do not have to put up warning signs about the threat of alcohol to pregnant women, but the federal government requires the warnings on package labels. So what do you do about a pot brownie shop that is selling edibles? Do they have to post a sign saying this could affect pregnant women? Now, some of you are like, well, no big deal, okay? Just put the sign up. Is it really that big a deal? Well, it is to these vendors. Okay, these guys are being taxed like crazy. They want to make their money and run. They want to make their money, sell pot before somebody decides that it was a mistake to legalize pot and then change everything around. I'm not saying it's a mistake to legalize pot, but I think a lot of people are realizing, okay, we have some issues here. Yeah, you have some issues. You guys legalized it before you figured out how to manage it, before you figured out how to deal with the logistics. So anyway, we'll see what happens, but as far as I'm concerned, okay, do not, if you're pregnant, smoke pot. Alright, it's as simple as that. Okay, when we come back, apparently there's breast milk being sold online, and some of this breast milk is being spiked with cow milk. So if you have a baby that's allergic to milk, then that could be an issue in terms of the kid having major allergy. And then a woman served her husband divorce papers on Facebook. Why? 1-877-DOC-DELLY, we'll be right back.
Speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC, fix your radios, please, D-A-L-I. I know, some of your connections must be bad. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom Lewis working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a Brooklyn woman has now received, in a landmark ruling, the ability to serve her husband divorce papers via Facebook message. The nurse is named Eleonora Baidu. And Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Matt Cooper is allowing the nurse to serve her elusive husband with divorce papers through Facebook message. She's 26 years old and is granted permission to serve the defendant with divorce summons using a private message through Facebook. And I guess her lawyer messaged Victor Sena Blood Drazku, Drazku through her account. This transmittal shall be repeated by plaintiff's attorney to defendant once a week for 3 consecutive weeks or until acknowledged. All right? Apparently, the lawyer said, I think it's a new law and it's necessary. His client and Blood Drazku tied the knot back in 2009, but their relationship crumbled. I guess because he reneged on a promise to have a traditional Ghanaian wedding ceremony, etc. Both are from Ghana. She wanted their families there. As a result, the wedding was never consummated, and the husband and wife never lived together. I know this whole consummation thing, you know. Okay, you know, the olden days, right? Okay, you know, the marriage wasn't consummated until you had sex. I wonder what the rules are now. If people have sex before they get married, did it already, like, consummate? You know, I mean, some of us consummated, like, you know, 80 times a week before we got married. But I think a marriage is still not consummated until you have sex after being married, which is kind of tough because a lot of people don't have sex after getting married. A lot. They have sex before they get married. Anyway, all right, which I think, by the way, we should go back to the olden days where you don't have sex until you get married. I think that'll really solve a lot of problems. You won't see adultery. You won't see STDs. Things will be a lot easier if people just kind of waited until they got married. We'd probably have a lot of 12-year-olds getting married. Okay, next. So the wedding was never consummated. He kept in touch with his wife by phone and Facebook, but that was it. And then they couldn't find him. So apparently he was in an apartment. He vacated it, etc. So she can't divorce him without him being available to be served the divorce papers. So they tried everything. So she sent a Facebook message. So some of you guys that are trying to avoid being summoned or served, etc., realize that it could now be through Facebook. I really don't understand how that would work, though, to be honest, because, you know, I don't fully read all my messages that I get. I try to. I always tell my listeners to email me at drdahlia.com. Okay, there's a place to email me because then at least it's in an email and it's set and et cetera. The Facebook thing with it popping up, and I get so many Facebook messages, and a lot of them are from these, you know, kind of weird people trolling Facebook, going, hi, you're sexy, you're this. So I ignore a lot of those messages. And so that would stink where you click on it and you're like, I don't know what the heck this is. You don't, but you technically didn't read it. Yet you on the other end get this little note saying read, you know? And I worry about that because I'll have one of my friends write me something and I'm like, gosh, no, I didn't read it yet, but they think I read it. And they're like, but you read my message. I go, no, I didn't. It said read because I opened it. You know how that is. Okay, anyway. Okay, now Facebook is causing more and more depression. Apparently there's a site or a study, according to the University of Houston, where the more time you spend on Facebook, the more at risk you are having depression. And apparently there's a book or an article that's being written, How Facebook Usage is Linked to Depressive Symptoms, published in the Journal of Social and Clinical Psychology. Now, some of you guys aren't on Facebook, and I just have to say, bravo. I was not jumping on the Facebook bandwagon until I got into radio. Then I realized how important it was to be able to communicate with people through that medium. So, yeah, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, but I don't use it as much as you think I do, right? You know, because, again, it's a very, very scary beast to me, okay? One is I see pictures of me on there, and that's scary. Two is, you know, you're communicating a lot of times one way, and you're required by many people, according to their standards, to reciprocate communication. And when you can't reciprocate the communication, that could get you into a lot of trouble. I'm finding that Facebook is causing more harm than good a lot of times because people are mad. I guess there was a birthday reminder. One of my Facebook buddies, I guess, had a birthday. I don't really know this person. So I wrote happy birthday. I thought it was a nice thing to do. Instead, he writes back going, that's it. you just wrote happy birthday, like, and not anything more personal. It's now like, okay, this is starting to get kind of creepy. So that kind of stuff to me happens. So what about depression? All right, are people on Facebook hours after hours after hours more at risk for depression? Well, we're wondering what's going on here. Okay, because the ability to be depressed hasn't really evolved that much. Okay, in the older days, you would just go and drink yourself silly. Or you would beat the dog or do something that we can't do now and we shouldn't do now. But people had signs of depression. They would chop down cherry trees. Isn't that what George Washington did? Every time he got mad at his mom, he'd chop down a cherry tree. All right, so destructive antisocial behavior has always been within our genes and within our genetics, okay? But, you know, in terms of depression and there being now Facebook being so involved in our lives and Instagram, et cetera, are we really causing ourselves to be more depressed than we ever are? What I think we could be possibly at risk for, oh, Neil writes, why can't she get an annulment? I agree. That's what I thought. I'm kind of wondering why this is going on so long. Thank you, Neil. You could always write me at drdahlia.com. You see how easy? Neil got through to me without a problem. No poking, right? No Facebook mischief. Thank you, Neil. You know, I think something has been going on that I don't really know how to quantitate psychologically. So, all right, many of us are going to Facebook to be elated, to cheer ourselves up. So those of you who are isolationists, you are sitting there now becoming more extroverted without realizing it. You're home, you're in your pajamas, you're buried behind your computer, but you're posting things and you're getting response. I can't tell you how many people that were Facebook buddies come to see me as a patient. And I meet them, and they barely say one word. And they're very nervous, and they're very, I'm like, but you're on Facebook chatting away like crazy. What's going on here? So one good thing is Facebook has definitely brought out the communication of people who really aren't that communicative. But on the flip side, if it's increasing depression, what may be happening is whatever gives you joy taketh when it taketh away, makes you fall. So I don't know really what the quote is. I apologize. I'm making that up. But so you post something and you get a lot of response. Okay. Then you post something else and you get no response. You get no response to a post. You get depressed about it. Okay. This is ridiculous. So what we've now done is created an environmental situation that will elate you or depress you. And more times than not, and remember, I live in Vegas, so I understand the odds of things. I understand the odds of craps, blackjack, and roulette. The odds of people liking something you do on Facebook versus disliking are not in your favor. If you think that a lack of a like is a dislike, you got a big problem. Because a lot of people don't read your stuff on Facebook. There's too much stuff. Okay, now there's too many people on there. So I'm really nervous about this. Because I agree with this study. We are seeing more and more depression. So people go back to Facebook to bring themselves out of the depression. And when they can't, that can be ugly. So, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what to say. I still can't fix my own computer with a virus. Do I look like I have the answers? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Howard writes, these kids last night were getting blows to the face and jumped right up and kept playing. How is that? I get stuck in a chair and I'm hurting for weeks. P.S. I hope you get your computer fixed. Thank you, Howard. That's sweet. He's probably talking about the basketball game last night. I apologize. I'm eating some matzah. I put butter on my matzah. So I'm licking the butter off. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm dipping the matzah in the butter and I'm just eating the butter. This matzah is so hard to eat. But last night, and by the way, last night was also the season finale of Better Call Saul. Better Call Saul, very, very good show. Okay, maybe not as good as Game of Thrones yet, but still excellent, well done. You know, it's kind of a spinoff from Breaking Bad. But I didn't watch that until after the Badger-Duke game. And Wisconsin-Duke game was excellent. I noticed that, too. These guys were getting elbowed, and they were getting thrown around, and that little Grayson kid was little. I mean, the kid's taller than most people I know, but, you know, compared to the others, he's rolling on the floor, the court, and getting up, and you're like thinking, I think he at one time flipped and hyperflexed his neck, and, you know, with the adrenaline pumping, you know, and there being cameras nearby, and, you know, I think mentally, you know, during that adrenaline rush, even if it does hurt, these athletes are taught to shake it off, you know, walk it off, etc. You know, one of the things that was probably one of my most valuable techniques taught years ago by any of the coaches I had is when I would hurt myself. You hurt yourself in the 70s and 80s. They didn't let you sit and cry about it. Okay? I mean, and these women coaches were mean, big women. And my parents would do the same thing. Quit your crying. Walk it off. Just walk it off. And it would hurt less. You know? My boys look at me like I'm really, really mean. Because when they hurt themselves, I'm like, come on, just walk it off. Walk it off. You know, and they want the, oh, my little baby hurt himself. Oh, my baby. Now, sometimes I do that. But for the most part, I'm like, you know, come on, quit your crying. Put some ice on it. Move forward. Didn't look like you broke anything. Let's move on. And the crying stops, and it doesn't seem to hurt as much. So I think there's a lot of psychological control over pain. All right. Now, true, I see these athletes when they're middle age with, you know, the knee injuries and the back injuries, et cetera, and there's some real, real pain. But these young guys, many of them just have the endorphins or they have so much else going on. Maybe these men, you know, and I'm not talking about basketball players in general, maybe young guys in their 20s and 30s, you know, they're so busy worried about how to have sex and all sorts of other stuff that they don't have time to worry about their pain. Yet as older folk that have been married for a while, you know, we don't got as much to think about, you know. And so, yeah, things are hurting. You know, like I was talking about back pain. All of a sudden, my back is starting to hurt. You kidding me? Whereas when I was younger, I was working three jobs while going to school. I had no time to think about being hurt. And so, you know, I suffer from if I would look at the diagnosis. I have all the symptoms of chronic fatigue and all the symptoms of fibromyalgia, but I'm fortunate enough that I could still function, I could still work. And to me, I think that helps keep me healthy because I'm so busy at work, I don't have time to let the fatigue set in. But if I'm home on a weekend, I need my nap. Once I sit and stop, I need to sleep. And so, you know, there is mind over matter. The one thing I would though like to say about basketball in general are like these players, some of them were what, 7 feet tall? I want to look this up. I want to study this. But I'm looking at these guys and, I haven't, now mind you, I have not been following the basketball as much as probably you guys have. Okay. And, I come from UNLV. So I remember how the Fab Five played, you know, when the Rebels made the national championship years ago. And the grace that some of the players had, like Stacey Augman, et cetera, very, very graceful moves. And when I was watching yesterday's game, I saw some clumsiness. Now, mind you, these players have every right to be clumsy. They're fast. They're muscular. But I noticed they're taller than players used to be. And I was telling my husband, because, you know, some of the scores, if I remember correctly, some of the Rebel scores were up in the hundreds. I think one of the Rebel Dukes game was easily triple-digit scoring. And I'm noticing we're not seeing the types of scores that we saw, you know, 15 years ago, or we're not, 16 years ago. And, you know, what may be happening is we're starting to have taller and taller players. Now, from a defense perspective, These guys right on. You saw some great offense by some of them. But from a defense perspective, that height, because my husband's like, they need the height. That height's important. I go, I know they need the height for defense, but are we losing some of the offensive agility that, you know, that you need as well? And I don't know, and again, I'm not studying basketball like you guys do. So you guys may be, and this was just, you know, from me knowing what I know from, you know, 15 years ago to what I'm seeing today, I'm just noticing a little bit more clumsiness and a lot more height. And the height may be great defense, but I don't know if offense, it's allowing them to be as agile, even though, yeah, they are closer to the hoop. I don't know. That's just something that I kind of looked at. It's interesting. Thought all the players on both sides were awesome. Absolutely awesome. I was really, really impressed. But it's just, I don't know. It's interesting. All right. This was interesting. They say men more likely than women to go back in time and kill Hitler. New research published by the Society of Personality and Social Psychology suggests that men seem more willing to accept the need for harmful actions for the sake of the greater good than women. What? I would say, if you ask me, I would take Hitler, and I would probably shove in every orifice he had a thimble-sized nuclear weapon, and I would let them go off in pieces, all right, and see him. That's what I would do until he bled to death and suffered. Even though, as a doctor, I don't want to see anybody die, Hitler is one that I would. They say the Hitler question was among a range of moral questions asked of 6,100 people in a study conducted by U.S., Canadian, and German researchers. Although both men and women carefully considered the consequences of their decision, women said they found it harder to commit murder and were more likely to let Hitler survive. You know why? I wonder if the women, now this I would get, this I would allow. I wonder if the women said, I would torture him. Okay? Women like to torture. I would say, I mean, not in general, but you know what I mean? Okay, well, I got to tell you, if there was the option of having him suffer for life for what he did, I would, and I know the question is like, would you go back in time before, you know, he did all this and kill him? So I understand how women are like, well, you know, if he wasn't a bad guy then, all right, but still, all right, you know, I would want him to be suffering and suffering. Remember that movie Little Nicky where he had to have a pineapple shoved in his rectum every day? That kind of thing. Although I wouldn't choose that. I would choose something, you know, very, very, mean. Anyway, they say women seem to be more likely to have this negative emotional gut level reaction to causing harm to people in the dilemmas to the one person, where men were less likely to express this strong emotional reaction to harm. The participants were asked 20 questions, all of them involving a moral dilemma centering on things like murder, torture, abortion, lying, or the morality of animal research. An example was asking them to imagine being a member of a group of people hiding from soldiers and being handed a crying baby. Would they smother the child to save the group or let it live at the risk of the group being caught and likely killed? Wow. Now, that's a tough one. Utilitarianism, which says committing harmful action is acceptable if it's for the greatest good. So they looked at that. Women were more likely to agonize and take time. Men were like, I would do this, I would do this, I would do this. So, interesting. I don't know. You know what? You can't do a questionnaire. You got to put people in that situation. I'm sure you put us in this situation, we would act way differently than what would answer on a questionnaire. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Take me down. You know, take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.